New York's Governor George Pataki and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg this morning unveiled the design of the so-called Freedom Tower. The building, to be built on the site of the World Trade Center, would be the world's tallest building. The design came about after considerable controversy. Andrea Bernstein is with member station WNYC in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What does the Freedom Tower look like?
Well, it is, of course, very, very tall. And I think to those who have seen the master plan, it looks a little more box-like, but it does twist slightly as it goes around. And it has a spire going up that, if you view it from New York Harbor, would reflect the torch of the Statue of Liberty.
Why was it so difficult to develop the design?
Well, this is, of course, not just a building. It's supposed to house tenants, of course, but I think it's also a repository for people's hopes and dreams about rebuilding and resisting terrorism. And, of course, there's never really been a design process like this before that's been so watched by the world. Everybody saw the towers coming down on TV, and everybody feels very invested in what goes up there. Then, of course, there are a lot of very big egos. There's the master planner, Daniel Libeskind, of course, and his history is with sort of conceptual buildings like the Berlin Museum. The architect of the building, who was hired by the building's developer, is David Childs, and his experience is more with corporate office buildings and making them comfortable with tenants. Obviously, two very different visions of what should be there.
What's the timetable for construction?
Well, the hope is to lay the cornerstone this spring. I think that there are two reasons, one publicly stated and one also pressing along. One is there is a very real desire on the part of New Yorkers and people around the world to see rebuilding on that site. People don't want to see a construction zone. They don't want to see a pit. And, of course, New York is hosting the Republican convention this summer, and people want to see something active happening on that site before the conventioners come to town.
They're going to have more than a building there, right?
There is going to be more than a building, of course. There is, right now, in fact, there's a commuter train station that was rebuilt on that site and that is functioning now. And it is very dramatic. You can go into the train station. You can see the foundation walls of the old World Trade Center, and it is indeed called the World Trade Center Station. That is a temporary station. There is supposed to be a new station that will be designed by Santiago Calatrava, supposed to be finished in 2006, around the time the Freedom Tower gets finished. There's also another building going up across the street, World Trade Center 7. It is not on the 16-acre site. It's privately owned, but it came down on 9/11. There was a fire that burned it to the ground, and it's now going up. There are now 7 stories complete of that building. It will be about 50 stories in all.
Has there been any decision on the design for the memorial?
No, there has not, and of course that is something else that people really want to see built. There were 8 designs that were unveiled last month. They met with a lot of criticism, not just from the families of the victims, as people expected, but also a lot of people in the design community and civic leaders and just some plain New Yorkers who felt that the memorials did not represent the city, that they weren't New York enough, that they could be anywhere. And so the president of the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation has said the finalists could be different, and it was supposed to be announced by the end of the year, but there's been a delay at least until January.
Andrea Bernstein at member station WNYC.